From the Public Relations Global Network, this is PRGN Presents. I'm Adrian McIntyre.
And I'm Abby Fink, president of HMA Public Relations in Phoenix, Arizona, and a founding member of PRGN. With public relations leaders embedded into the fabric of the communities we serve, clients hire our agencies for the local knowledge, expertise, and connections in markets spanning six continents across the world.
Our guests on this bi-weekly podcast series are all members of the Public Relations Global Network. They will discuss such topics as workplace culture, creative compensation and succession planning, the importance of sustainability and environmental, social, and governance programs, crisis communications, and outside-of-the-box thinking for growing your business.
For more information about PRGN and our members, please visit prgn.com. And now, let's meet our guest for this episode.
Yes, Gilbert or Gilbert Manirakiza, the Chief Executive Officer at the Newmark Group, which is a strategic communications firm headquartered out of Nairobi in Kenya, but we also have offices across various African countries, including Zambia, Ghana, Nigeria, Burundi, and you know, very excited to be having this conversation, especially after we've just had a very successful PRGN October conference that my team and I hosted in Nairobi. It was just an amazing opportunity to host our Public Relations Global Network fellow members, CEOs from over 30 agencies, if I'm not mistaken. We had a great time, and many of them came with their family members as well to take part in, you know, social activities and get to enjoy what we have to offer in Kenya and actually in the region. So I'm very, very, very thrilled and energized by that experience.
Gilbert, I'm interested to hear your perspective because you were wearing so many different hats throughout the conference, and Newmark Group and your team produce a lot of conferences. It's one of the core expertise areas of your firm. In fact, a week after we were all together in Nairobi, you were producing a very large conference on climate investment and things of that nature. So on the one hand, you're doing something you're skilled at and your team were very smooth. Everything was operating very well. And on the other hand, these are your people. You're a member of the Public Relations Global Network. You are designing something not just for a client, but also for yourself and your peers. Talk a little bit about that. What went into the preparation? What was your thinking? And then a little bit about your experience during the event itself.
You're very right. At the core of Newmark, event management, but not just event management, stakeholder engagement, building relationships is really at the core of what led to me co-creating this agency back in 2010, so 15 years ago. So every time we're bringing a group of people together, it's something that we put our heart and soul into. And in this particular case, to your point, it wasn't just any other conference. Obviously, we put our hearts and souls into everything that we do for our clients. But this one was particular because I truly believe that influence is the currency of today, but also of the future. But it's the currency that no one talks about. It's the currency that unfortunately is not being valued at its right value. Because when you look at every single business that exists, when you look at every single brand that exists, every single product that exists, someone somewhere institutionalized a communication program that made this product possible and that brought it to market and that, you know, has people buying it. So for me, it was very important because communication, especially strategic communication, is a very central piece of influence. Now, when we were designing the program, I had to take into account the fact that we are dealing with a global community of members. And we had to talk to a number of colleagues, and they gave us feedback on some of the things that they were interested in. And we set out to design an agenda program, not just the conference program, but also an overall program that included all the other activities, because it's not just about making sure that people come together to discuss very important things, but also it's important to build relationships. And that's the beauty of PRGN, because we collaborate to work together on clients. So building relationships is absolutely critical. And I'm very happy to say that feedback that I've gotten shows that we succeeded to build to contribute to the relationship building that makes PRGN such a great association and organization, in addition to all the learning, the co-creation that took place within the conference room itself. So very special moment for me and my team.
Now, one of the things that was an innovation for this particular Public Relations Global Network meeting over others was you included experts and also invited attendees from African companies and from the local community to participate in a few of the sessions, especially Wednesday afternoon after the initial opening of the conference and then Thursday morning. These sessions, in my conversations with members, both during and after the event, were some of the most compelling because we got to hear voices and be heard by others in this mutual exchange. The topic of the first session was agentic AI in public relations. The topic of the second morning was the effect of global geopolitics on the travel sector. Talk a little bit about those particular sessions, who was involved, what your intention was in designing it this way, and then what the outcome was in your view.
So thank you for that question. I mean, after attending a few conferences, PRGN conferences myself in San Francisco and in Mexico City, fantastic events, I must say, and I commend my fellow members who organized and hosted those conferences, I was just saying all my friends, all my colleagues need to be able to hear these great thoughts coming from CEOs of great agencies from across the world. I mean, I felt like this is an amazing privilege for me to be exposed to this kind of knowledge and insight. And because also these, you're hearing these from people who are being very honest and vulnerable and just were saying things as they are, and who are pushing the boundaries of what should be done and trialed and so forth. So it was very clear for me that I wanted some of my friends in the room, some of the people I know. Obviously, we couldn't open it up to everyone that I would have wanted to have in the room. But I said, let me send out a few invites and get some of these other strategic communication professionals to come and contribute, but also to interact with this great community. Really, that's what motivated it. All the more so because, you know, the topic at hand and the topic that had come to mind was the first one, at least in terms of external speakers, was agentic AI. Because we've spoken about AI in PR and AI in strategic communications before, but agentic AI is a subset of AI that I feel has the potential to be very impactful, very positive for our careers and our agencies and our businesses and our organizations. But at the same time, if it's misunderstood or if it's misused, it could actually also be very, very destructive. And I thought, who better to involve than those who are building the platforms that carry these technologies? So we had Velma from IBM, we have Tabs from Microsoft, and then we had my very good colleague, Chris from Precise AI, coming from a PRGN agency that has built a fantastic AI platform that makes use of some of these technologies. So it was an amazing conversation that demystified what this is and that drew in perspectives from people outside of PRGN. And the other conversation really was, so there are two other conversations that kind of had the same theme, which is the impact of things outside of the communication ecosystem. One was, you know, the impact of geopolitical tensions on brands, because we see brands shifting how they consume services like ours, budgets changing, some of them going down, some of them going up. And obviously this has something to do with how they're being impacted by either geopolitical tensions or trade and tariff tensions that are happening between nations. And essentially, you can even say that, you know, the geopolitical tensions sometimes do play into the trade and tariff issues that we're seeing around the world. So having someone like Abderrahman Berthe, who is the top leader, CEO, you know, former CEO of an airline, executive secretary of Africa's Airline Association, and the good friend of mine, as well as Betty, who has been top leader in tourism in Kenya, but also having our members from various countries joining the CEO of the American Chamber of Commerce, Maxwell O'Keller, to discuss these, you know, somewhat sensitive but hot topics that are affecting all of us, not just financially, but that push us to come up with strategies to help the brands we serve navigate these things. I think this for me was a transformational, and very grateful that I got the opportunity to be a part of this and to even moderate the Agentic AI session. So in fact, there were some co-creation commitments whereby we agreed to continue those discussions with some of the participants, simply because there was so much to explore. And a lot of these things are hot topics right now. It's not like you discuss them and, you know, they go away. These are not historical events. We are experiencing and living them right now as we speak. So that's so exciting to be a part of.
Before we move on to a couple of final questions, I do want to drill in a little bit to the conversations around tourism and travel. As you said, SG, the Secretary General, Abdulrahman Berthe, was there, and there was a lot of interest and contribution from PRGN members who are active in the hospitality or travel or tourism sectors. Judy Kurumata from Japan moderated a discussion on this. But you in particular, I think, were really keen for this to turn into some future collaborations. You even said after one of the sessions, well, this is why we all need to form working groups and do something about that. Can you speak just to the opportunity that you see specifically with regard to travel, tourism, and Africa? Because that was clearly something that had triggered a lot of ideas and thinking in you as you participated in that session as an observer.
Absolutely. And you see, one of the things that SG Berthe talked about, he was very eloquent about how airlines are affected by geopolitical problems such as wars and tensions. If an airline has to go around a certain airspace because of a war or because of some tension or because some airspace is closed for one reason or the other, that's cost on them. There's a direct bottom line impact on them. And many of us work for airlines as agencies. We serve airlines in different capacities. And we've noticed that many of our clients don't necessarily know how to communicate around these things. And some of us are not necessarily brought into these conversations, which is very interesting because we should be in those conversations because those are communication conversations that affect passengers at the end of the day. And then you see on the other side, tourism, whereby I see many African countries having reputation premium hit or a reputation challenge to overcome when it comes to their great tourism attractions, both abroad, but also within the continent itself. And when you look at airlines and tourism, you realize that if they were to work together and if the communication frameworks and strategies were in tandem, they could both benefit significantly in different ways, especially from our expertise. And that's where the idea came from to come up with an internal group or task force that would reflect on this a bit further so that we spark some of those conversations, because destinations, airlines, and source markets can actually greatly benefit from these conversations. And also, we will continue, obviously, lending our individual expertise to travel and airline sectors. But that particular session brought to life the reality that these are sectors that, unfortunately, right now are not speaking to each other at the level that we believe they should be speaking to each other. And there is an opportunity there for us to be the bridge builders between the two and drive conversations that will be beneficial for everyone involved, especially ourselves in this particular field. So that's really exciting for me going forward.
It was eye-opening for me. I mean, I've been privileged, literally, to spend my life traveling. I have a photo of my first international flight. I was 18 months old, and we're standing on the tarmac. My dad's holding me, my mom's there, and we're about to board a flight to Europe. And it was back when, in the area where I grew up, you boarded an airline the way you still board airlines in many African countries, which is you walk out of the terminal onto the pavement, walk over to the plane, and climb up the ladder. But it was a reminder that airlines are a cross-cutting issue, not just logistics, distribution of physical goods, but also the flows of people and influence that make global business work. So in addition to plane loads of European or North American tourists going to destinations in Africa for the usual reasons, of course, business travel within the African continent is a key part. And I thought that was one of the things that was really powerful in S.G. Berthe's presentation, talking about his own experience trying to move between countries and the visa issues and the challenges that you have to deal with. It must be transformed and requires a conversation bigger than any one company, bigger than any one country, because these really are regional or even African, pan-African issues. Anyway, just wanted to weigh in on that. I think it's very exciting. There were also closed-door sessions at this conference, which is common for a group like this. You need to work out some internal issues about governance and decision-making. You need, also need to learn together and from each other. And we had presentations on almost tactical topics, how to do equity sharing within an agency, some new areas to learn about and possibly incorporate as service lines. I spoke on podcasting and other owned media strategies. Sean Dowdle from San Francisco spoke about generative engine optimization, both in terms of what is this and then how can agencies use it. And then there were other small breakout sessions on some really specific topics about tools and service offerings and pricing and things of that nature. As you reflect on the outcomes of the conference, looking forward, what are you most excited about getting to work on? In other words, what ideas or inspiration is turning into planning, actual allocation of resources, new directions? What's happening for you specifically and for Newmark Group?
Well, that's so exciting. And I totally echo what you are saying, which is the criticality of those conversations, and particularly the experience sharing by other members. When you are talking to members who have gone through different processes and experiences that you would like to embark on, I mean, you get advice that would probably take a lot of resources to get otherwise, or a lot of time to accumulate. You've just talked about, you know, things like employee ownership programs, generative engine optimization, which is something very new. So that sort of gives you an idea of the two aspects that are exciting for me. One is institutional strengthening for Newmark, continuing to build the teams, continuing to build the capacity of the teams, continuing to build the best teams to service our clients, but at the same time, continuing to build the agility and the adaptability needed to get into new areas, such as generative engine optimization, agentic AI, and the like. So specifically, one of the things that I actually almost immediately did after that conference was to update our culture deck. We have this thing we call a culture deck, and added a couple of things around, you know, adaptability and individual leadership. You know, because I realize that we can be very good at what we are doing right now, but we actually need to even be better at becoming really good at new things that we may not know about. And I realize that capability is not something that you stumble into. You have to be deliberate at building this muscle. We've always been an organization and a company that learns continuously, that keeps reinventing itself, but that DNA has to be strengthened right now more than ever, because, you know, our clients don't even know what they want until they see it. So things like GEO, agentic AI, and other areas of business growth are things that we actually have to be very good at and take them to our clients and say, hey, there is this thing that you actually need. to think about. And we've started doing some of that. And clients are very excited, which creates more revenue potential for us. It makes us a more scalable and sustainable business, to the extent that some investors are even starting to say, hey, we like what you're doing. If you ever need capital to grow, you know, we want to talk to you. And that excites me, because it means that the pessimism that earlier came with AI is actually turning into excitement, not just AI, other technologies as well. But the fact that we are able to look at the future positively excites me to bits. But we have to become a highly adaptable organization in order to take advantage of these opportunities.
You know, I'm reminded as we close here of the contributions of Edward Bernays to this discipline, to this field of public relations, and his view that there were three main components to public relations, and that was informing people, persuading people, and integrating people with people. That last one, I think, is often forgotten. We tend to focus on strategic communications as persuasion primarily, and sometimes also as information with public health campaigns and things of that nature. But to me, this conference that you and your team organized really hit all three of those notes, because people were informed, people were persuaded the importance of certain topics and directions, and people were integrated. Members from all over the world had conversations with each other and built relationships. And that, to me, is, as an adjacent non-member of the Public Relations Global Network, is one of the beautiful things I see coming out of this event. So on behalf of everyone who attended, and on behalf of the network itself, I just want to thank you and your team for creating an experience that really hit those three powerful components of what this field is all about.
No, thank you. Thank you very much, Adrian. And I thank you also because your presentation and the inspiration that you continue to give me and my team are also exciting, because definitely going to take up some of the advice that you shared around podcasting as a service, and also creating properties using podcasting as a foundation, because it is one of those things I'm very excited about as well, you know, about our future as a business. And I look forward to continue working with you on this, and you know, the future is bright.
Those words were literally in my head as you were speaking. The future is bright. Thanks again, Gilbert.
All right. Thank you, too.
Thanks for listening to this episode of PRGN Presents, brought to you by the Public Relations Global Network.
We publish new episodes every other week, so subscribe now in your favorite podcast app. Episodes are also available on our website, along with more information about PRGN and our members at prgn.com.